So here's the million-dollar question. How are men like us who work hard, have good motives, and a God-given purpose supposed to fulfill the calling on our lives and the dreams in our hearts, all while establishing sexual integrity, thriving relationships, and a meaningful connection with God? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Sathya Sam. Welcome to Unleash the Man Within. What's up, my man? It's Sathya Sam here. Welcome to Unleash the Man Within. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're having a fantastic day, and I promise it's about to get just a little bit better. We're going to dig into a pretty dicey topic here. But look, before I do that, I want to thank those of you who continue to support the podcast and those of you who continue to access our resources. Look, we get tremendous joy out of you guys accessing our resources. And so I just want to highlight a couple things that are on our resource page that you might be interested in. We have a relapse prevention training. And so that's for those of you that are in recovery that want to learn how to have your last relapse and never do it again. A training, like literally me breaking down some of the nuts and bolts of preventing a relapse. It's super helpful. I know you're going to enjoy it. I also have a book called The Last Relapse. And look, you know, we sell this book on Amazon. It's 30 bucks if you want to get the hardcover copy. You can get it completely free of charge on this website, on the resource page. And this is a great chance for you to learn my blueprint for recovery from A to Z. I detail my story, tons of client stories, lots of opportunities there for you to further your recovery journey. And the last thing, something that I think is actually pretty cool, is we put a nice guy recovery training together. And this is for guys who maybe struggle with nice guy syndrome, as well as porn addiction or a similar sexual misbehavior. What we found is that if you get to the roots of one, you often get to the roots of the other. And so this is a really cool training to help you do exactly that. Now, all of these great resources are available at sathyasam.com/resources. There's a link in the show notes. I'd love for you to go check it out. And there's some other resources there as well that you might find interesting. Make sure you go and get your copies, okay? Today, we are talking about sexual sin in the context of other sins. And this is a really... I don't know. It's a really interesting conversation. You know, I think it's a good one to have. But the thing that we're ultimately really asking is, you know, when it comes to watching pornography, you know, does that really matter any more than anything else? Because sin is sin, right? So this is sort of the seedbed of the argument. We know that God is perfect and God is holy. Okay, got that established. Let's go one step further. God is sinless. He is without sin. He has no blemish. He has no fault. There is literally nothing wrong with God, not a single thing. Okay, anything that is wrong, that is broken, that is imperfect, is sinful in nature, okay? Because God is perfect, anything outside of that is sinful. Sinfulness really is the violation of the nature of God. Okay, hopefully you're tracking with me so far. Sin enters the world, okay, through Adam and Eve, the fall of man, they eat the forbidden fruit. And now sin has entered the world, okay? So that creates an instant divide between God and humanity because humanity is now riddled with sin. There's a divide there. Now, why does God have to separate himself? Well, he doesn't have to separate himself. He is naturally separated from anything that is sin because he is sinless. He is without sin. So it's not that God is like, oh, I got to stay away from you guys because you got all that ugly sin going on. It's actually just that God is naturally displaced from that which is sinful because he is without sin. All right? So the argument, and again, this is where the argument starts to form, is people say, well, you know, that's why we needed a savior, which is true. And that's why God sent his one and only son, that we would not perish, but have eternal life. And Jesus died on the cross for our sins, right? So look, you know, God hated sin, and you know, I could lie to you, and that would be a sin. And I could kill you with a knife, and that would be sin. And Jesus died for all of it. It's all covered by the blood of Jesus. So from that perspective, is sexual sin worse than any other sin? No, it's all sin, right? And I think that's the point that people are trying to make. But even that has a caveat, okay? This is very interesting. And to really break this down, we have to actually go into the Bible. So I'm going to pull up 1 Corinthians 6. What if I told you that, you know, because Jesus said that he who looks at a woman with lustful intent commits adultery in his heart, right? Like Jesus said in Matthew 5, let me actually quote this properly. You have heard it said you shall not commit adultery, which he's specifically saying, you've heard it said that if you're married, you shall not sleep with another person. You shall not have any extramarital affairs. But I tell you that he who looks at a woman with lustful intent has committed adultery with her in his heart. So what's Jesus saying? Jesus is saying, look, on a technicality, you could say, well, you know, I didn't sin because I didn't have the affair. But what he's saying is, well, if your heart had lustful intent, you might as well have. Now, is it really the exact same thing? Well, no, of course not. Because if I were to go and actually cheat on my wife with another woman, that's different than me going online and watching some pornography. Now, both are very problematic. Both are in the umbrella category of committing adultery. But the intensity of it, the ramifications, the repercussions are all different. So even within the context of sexual sin, we can actually see there's a lot of variance. There's a lot of differences. But this is the thing that I want you to catch, because I think this is just super, I mean, personally, I just find it really, really enlightening. And I think it actually shines light on maybe the fact that sexual sin might not be the same as all other sins, okay? 1 Corinthians 6, I highly recommend you read the entire chapter, but especially verses 12 to 20. And this is where, you know, basically it's talking about the connection between body and spirit. And then it starts to get into sexual immorality in verse 18. Okay, you've probably heard this verse before. Flee sexual immorality. Okay, that's verse 18. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. Okay, I want you to just listen to that statement again. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. What a fascinating statement. Every sin. So when you lie, when you cheat, when you steal, when you murder, you know, anything that you can think of that is a sin, you do it outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Now, again, let's be clear. You can commit a sin that affects somebody else's body. But this is talking about your body. Every sin that a man does is outside the body or outside his body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. So are all sins the same? No. Even biblically, there's a distinction here between sexual immorality and sexual sin from all other sins. And this is really important. You know, we've been actually talking about the body and the physical repercussions of pornography a little bit more on the podcast lately, because it's very important that we understand these two concepts are inextricably linked. You cannot talk about sexuality without talking about the body. It's very, very important that you get that. So are all sins the same? No. Is sexual sin worse than other sins? Yes, because he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. That is worse. Okay, now here's why we know this is worse. Let's go to verse 19. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Uh-oh. So what are we saying here? The body matters because it is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Look, if we wouldn't even care as much if your body wasn't housing the living God. But because the Holy Spirit's in you, whom you have from God, you are not your own. Verse 20, for you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Okay, very, very important. All right, when we sin outside of our body, is it a problem? Yes, sin is sin. Of course it's a problem. It's just not the same as sexual sin, because he who sins sexually sins against his own body, and that body of yours is a temple of the Holy Spirit. You are literally defaming a housing body for the living God. So we want to take this really seriously. Are all sins the same? No. Is sexual sin worse than other sins? Yes, because you sin against your own body. And I hope this comes across nice and clear. Now, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear your comments on this. I know this is not the most popular subject in the world, but this is really, really important that we grasp. Sexual sin is not just like every other sin. There's actually specifics that even the Bible outlines that we want to pay attention to. And look, this is all the more reason to follow the instruction of verse 18, the first two words, flee immorality. Flee all sexual immorality. I highly recommend you do it. I've done it myself. It has helped me considerably. My life is a lot better because of it. And I'll tell you, it does feel good to not sin against your own body, really and truly. To actually treat your body like it's a temple of the Holy Spirit makes a really big difference. It's one of the beautiful byproducts of freedom in Christ. And I really highly recommend it. I hope you pursue it yourself. So thank you guys again for listening. If you want some more of those free resources I was talking about at the beginning, check out sathiasam.com/resources. Would love for you to get your hands on those. In the meantime, God bless you guys. We'll talk soon. Bye. Hey man, it's Sathya again. I wanted to let you know really quick about a resource that I made just for listeners of this podcast. It's called The Last Relapse. It's actually a book that details my entire recovery process all the way from the beginning to the very end. If you are looking for a system, you want to understand what it is that we're talking about here when we talk about getting to the roots, what it looks like, you want practical tips and tools, this book is for you, and you can get it for free at thelastrelapsebook.com. That's my gift to you. And to sweeten the deal a little bit, you should know that this book also comes with a copy of a free workbook. So you can actually take all the stuff that you learned to the next level and stack the odds in your favor of making a full recovery through this resource. Thousands of people have got their hands on this. Their lives have been changed, and I'd love to see you do the same. Go to thelastrelapsebook.com and get your copy now. And look, if you're more of a physical book kind of guy, you can buy the book anywhere online where books are sold. All the money that we make from those books goes to a charity in Uganda. We make no money off of it. It is literally just our gift to the world to make the world a better place and to help men like you quit pornography. Get your copy now at thelastrelapsebook.com. And thank you so much for listening.